Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns joining us to recap Monday's Lincoln County Commissioner meetings, I guess we should say, Commissioner Bruns.
Yes, good morning, Tristan. Happy terrific Tuesday.
That's your spirit.
Busy day yesterday. We had three separate meetings. Our first meeting was just, you know, our normal Monday morning meeting. We got a lot of good things covered. And then we had a special meeting where we had some public hearings on our 2022-2023 fiscal year budget, and another public hearing on setting the tax rate at a different amount than the previous year. And then we closed out that meeting and had a third meeting, a special meeting, on actually adopting the budget and setting the tax rate for the county. So busy morning for the Lincoln County Board yesterday.
Now, you mentioned, Commissioner Bruns, that these were public hearings. Were there a lot of public testimony for these?
Unfortunately, we had zero testimony during those public hearings. But
it's not always a bad thing.
It's not necessarily a bad thing. And in our case, I mean, where we reduced our property tax asking and our property tax rate, I was kind of expecting that, to be frank. And we've discussed this on this show in the past, kind of the things that we're working on and you know, kind of forecasting where I thought we were going to end up for the final budget. And we stuck pretty close to that. So not a huge surprise that we didn't have a whole lot of testimony.
Yeah. Yep. Not necessarily a bad thing.
Testament that you've done a good job with the budget, and one of the few entities, everybody's tax calls are fairly moderate, most everybody's increasing, but you guys are going the other way.
Yeah, we're going the other way, in spite of the inflation and everything else that we're dealing with. Our overall budget did increase almost $1 million, but we have other revenue sources coming in now, and through refinancing some of our bonds throughout the year, that really helped us with things that we can control from a property tax request standpoint. And so just maximizing efficiencies in how we do our operations, we were able to reduce that. We actually reduced it by approximately $200,000. So the property tax asking went down 1.21%. And the overall tax rate dropped down 4.21%. So,
and that's a second straight year of a decrease.
Second straight year, yeah. And last year we reduced the tax rate by 6.19%, and this year 4.21% for the county's portion of the property taxes. So
that's commendable. And then, like you said, it's been a tough year. Inflation's hit everything. Fuel costs got way high.
Fuel costs have gone through the roof.
Insurance has gone up considerably.
Insurance has gone up about 17%, and that's after we did, you know, I had a huge push at the beginning of the year to really take a look at what we're doing from an insurance standpoint for the county. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in all actuality, we still had a decrease in what was projected for us before. Which I'm glad that we were able to realize that, but we've got more work to do over the course of this next year.
But I think also another benefit. I just had a quick glance at the overall budget, but looks to me like there's a lot of kind of reserves and department heads or departments came out a little bit on the positive side with leftover funds. Is that true?
So, and that's I give huge testament to our other elected officials, our row officials, as we call them, as well as our department heads that, that serve underneath of the county board. They've been really cognizant for years. They've been really frugal with taxpayer money. And they all knew, you know, what our intent was this year with the challenges that we're facing, and they kept that front of mind in how they executed their operations for their different departments, their offices. And I was pleased to see that, they had cash that did not get spent, so we were able to carry that over.
Yeah, it seems like the county does a real good job of being conservative but providing really good service too, and walks that line really well and has for several years, and it seems to continue. Maybe it's getting better all the time.
Well, and I think that's the culture that we have. We understand it's not our money. Mm-hmm. It's the taxpayers' money. Mm-hmm. It's the people that we serve. It's their money, and we're just stewards of that money and making sure that, you know, we're providing the services that are required of us, that are demanded of us, and that the taxpayers see a good return on their investment from the tax money that they pay. So
Well, as a taxpayer, I appreciate it.
Pleased with the work of everybody at the county.
Again, we have Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns joining us to recap yesterday's busy Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. So that kind of covers the special meetings that took place yesterday, Commissioner Bruns. But looking at the regular meeting, there's some big items on the agenda, including the final date of work for Paul Cooper prior to his retirement.
Yeah, so we did accept Paul Cooper's retirement resignation yesterday.
Veteran Service Officer.
He's our Veteran Service Officer currently. His last day is September 30th. Thomas Gann, our new Veteran Service Officer, he started with us yesterday in a part-time capacity. So we brought him on as a part-time employee to help really start that transition a week early. He is just a phenomenal individual. I'm excited to see him fulfill that position. And he's eager to get the training that he needs, and we've already got all that scheduled and got the ball rolling on that. So just would like to thank Paul Cooper for his many years of service to Lincoln County, working to take care of veterans. I'm excited to see that chapter end for him and the new chapter begin for retirement, and I know he's going to go and enjoy that with his family. And
much deserved.
Him and I have had several conversations in that regard. So very, very pleased for what his future holds, and extremely excited about Mr. Gann getting in there and what's in store for our veteran community here in Lincoln County and making sure that they're taken care of and they're getting the resources that they've earned.
And one of the things I think that's most underrated about the approach that the county has to this, Commissioner Bruns, is the benefit of Mr. Gann working with Mr. Cooper prior to his retirement and them having that working relationship together, making for a smooth transition.
Smooth transition, especially from a technical aspect. I mean, there's a lot of systems that he's got to learn that Paul is good with. There's good staff in that office as well that will provide for an easy transition. And Tom Gann has already been building relationships with veteran service officers throughout the region. And I know that he'll lean heavily on them as well. And we got a fantastic veteran service committee as well that will be there to augment and provide assistance and guidance for Mr. Gann moving forward. So bright horizon.
Sounds great. It's a complicated job or complex situations you have to deal with, and some of them are life and death situations, and highly important. And plus, it's been an issue that the board has wrestled with for a while.
Yeah.
So probably feels good to get this thing moving on down the road and have a good transition.
Yeah, I joke with Tristan frequently. It's been a saga. So
yeah.
I'm pleased to see everything kind of shake out how it is, and. I've said from the beginning I'm not interested in doing it fast. Wanted to make sure that we were doing it right, because as a veteran myself, it's very near and dear to my heart. So we got a large veteran community here, and a lot of them have a lot of needs, and this position helps navigate through a lot of intricacies of regulation with the VA, and the claims process is cumbersome, and Mr. Gann will be a good resource for those individuals, those veterans in our region.
So, sounds great. Sounds
Commissioner good. Bruns, also looking at the agenda from yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting, some conversations about some interlocal agreements with the great working relationship that the county has with the city of North Platte.
Yeah, so I asked Commissioner Hughley a couple months ago to work with the city administrator, Lane Grosseth, to take a look at our interlocal agreements that we have with the city of North Platte. Just make sure that, with the inflationary environment, that we're doing what we can to control costs on our part, while being cognizant that the city's trying to do the same, and just make sure that we have an equitable agreement for services that are beneficial for the taxpayer. These interlocal agreements, they really are a way for us to maximize efficiencies in services that are provided. And so we had a few of them before us yesterday morning. Two of them dealt with maintenance of roads, both in the county's jurisdiction from the city's perspective, as well as those that may be in the city's perspective, in the city's jurisdiction from our perspective. So we both have equipment out on the roads in certain areas, and sometimes it makes sense for the city, if there's There are certain parts of the city, actually, or what most people would think would be the city, that are actually county jurisdiction. They're county roads. And
Along the outskirts in places.
Along the outskirts in certain places. And so it's very easy for the city to just take a maintainer out there and scrape off snow or grade a road.
While in the neighborhood.
While in the neighborhood. And vice versa with county equipment. So so we worked out those deals. It basically financially works out as a wash. Again, it's just a testament of the cooperation that we have with the city from the county, and I'm pleased that we have that relationship. We had two other interlocal agreements that dealt with law enforcement.
Yeah.
One was making sure that we're granting, in certain circumstances, special unique circumstances, we're authorizing the city police department to operate outside their jurisdiction to assist county deputies.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we have over 1.6 million square miles of county, so or acres of county.
Geographical area
for Lincoln County is huge. So, we only have so many deputies. So, if we have a deputy that may be in Sutherland and one that's just north of North Platte, and the deputy in North Platte area gets into in between a rock and a hard spot, and they need help. This authorizes the city to be able to respond quickly, well before the deputy that may be in Sutherland could respond.
Sure.
So,
or what if the deputy in Sutherland has a situation of his own? There's
exactly
a variety of scenarios.
So
here,
just making sure that our law enforcement agencies are able to have each other's six, so to speak, and be able to respond in those types of instances. It helps, if there's an officer involved shooting, that they're able to get out there and assist. It helps protect from a liability standpoint those departments, and so I'm pleased that we were able to get that accomplished. The other interlocal dealt with dispatch services. We actually tabled that at Commissioner Hughley's request. We did have some commentary, some discussion on that from both Chief Reeves, he was in attendance, as well as
cool.
Sheriff Kramer. We had some
questions.
You had
both of them in the same room?
Yeah.
And you were still able to conduct the meeting in normal fashion and didn't have to...
They're an interesting bunch. There's a good brotherly love that you can tell that exists between the two.
Sometimes a little fun banter, too, that I think makes it even that much more fun.
And what added to that is we had Chief Deputy Kramer, Raleigh Kramer, in the room as well.
Oh, boy.
So,
they were able to get work done yesterday despite all of this, George. Can you believe it?
Well, if it was it was tables, what's that
well,
tell you?
Oh, in all seriousness, we are so blessed for Chief Deputy Kramer, Sheriff Kramer, and with Chief Reeves as well. These are individuals that take their profession very seriously, and I'm amazed at the working relationship that the Sheriff's Office and the Police Department have. You see on TV, Commissioner Bruns, these battles between jurisdiction, and we simply don't have that here. If there's a situation in city limits and the city police department needs assistance, the state patrol responds immediately, the sheriff's office is there to lend a hand, and vice versa. Like you said, if there's a situation outside city limits and the sheriff's office needs help, the city police department's happy to help as well.
Yeah, exactly. And they have spirited fun with one another, but at the end of the day, they're consummate professionals, and I tip my hat to them. On the work that they do and the services they provide to everybody throughout Lincoln County, including in the city. So,
rowdy bunch at the commissioner's meeting yesterday, it sounds like, though.
Yeah. So, but, that interlocal, we tabled it because we had some questions. We got to needle out a few more details, and it's a lot of money. I mean, the county contracts with the city for our dispatch services. The request that was before us for this interlocal agreement was about $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of money. We want to make sure that we're getting the services that we require and that our deputies are taken care of from the county perspective.
Mm-hmm. So just to be clear for people that don't know, the city police department provides the 911 equipment and the operators, right?
Exactly.
And the county contracts with them to handle stuff. And I believe the city also serves as town of Gothenburg down the road.
They
too.
Do.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. They do. So,
and that was combined a few years ago in the interest of efficiency, so you didn't have two 911 centers and that confusion.
Yep. Reducing redundancy, saving costs, and I think we're all aware of what happened just recently with the 911 equipment, and so mm-hmm. that was kind of a point of conversation that we had. We want to make sure that because part of this money is for maintenance and updates, and mm-hmm. So just making sure that those systems are up and running. And
so that's probably going to come up next week again?
It will likely be before us here in the very near future, okay. Yes.
Commissioner Bruns, anything else you'd like to add on behalf of the Lincoln County Commissioners and the meetings that took place yesterday?
No, we got a lot of good things cooking on the back burner that will come, they'll become public here in the near future is my hope. A lot of things that I'm working on from an economic development standpoint. We got some groundbreaking coming up on the 4th.
Yeah,
not really groundbreaking, but
ceremonial of sorts.
Construction commencement celebration.
Yeah, that's the official name, isn't it?
Exactly. We'll also have the governor's going to be in town. I think there's going to be some discussion out at the rail park with what's going on there. The closing for the Greenbrier facility is today, so
awesome.
That's some exciting news. But
good.
A lot of great things occurring throughout Lincoln County for the larger region that I'm excited to be a part of.
And not only will Governor Ricketts be in attendance for the big ceremony with Sustainable Beef next week, I believe Congressman Smith will be in town.
Senator Fisher
as well, and other state officials that are going to be in the area as well for this. So it's very exciting.
It's going to be a great celebration.
Yeah, very exciting. Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to get in contact with you as the chairman of the Lincoln County Commissioners or your colleagues on the board, how can they do so?
Absolutely. So I would encourage people to go to our website, lincolncountyne.gov. There you can find our weekly agendas. You can find our minutes. You can find our live stream of the meetings that we have.
Archived meetings available.
I encourage people to watch that. If you have questions about anything that may be coming up or anything that we've done, you can click on our commissioners tab. There's a list of our names, the committees that we serve on. Our names are in blue. They're hyperlinks. You can click on our names and they take you directly to an email to fill out and send to us. If anybody wants to get a hold of me directly, which I highly encourage because I welcome those conversations, they can reach out to me on my cell phone, either calling me or via text. My number is 308-660-6049. And there's a good chance you'll bump into me out in town, too, because I'm out and about. So.
And you'll be at the ceremonial Sustainable Beef event next week as well.
So. Of course I will. I'm not going to miss that. That's one of the biggest things that happened for Lincoln County in a long time.
It's a historic day for our community.
Yes, it is.
And that's October 4th, right?
October 4th.
Venue 304 downtown.
And let's not overlook that the commissioners meet once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And doors open.
Doors open.
It's fairly informal setting. You don't have to sign up.
Pretty laid back. And
But you're businesslike.
We're businesslike. We're professional. But
business casual, I guess you could say.
Kind of that way.
But we adopt
courteous but businesslike.
A loose adaptation of Robert's rules for our meetings, and it's really conversational. And I welcome public input.
Input from the public.
Exactly.
Good,
so.
Great.
Commissioner Bruns, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to see you in the studio. We'll do it again next week, sir.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Everybody out there, have a great day.